In the Sicha in Chelek Yud, the Rabbi discusses Shitas HaRambam, that a number of Poskim say that according to the Rambam, the Sudas that are eaten on Chanukah are Sudas Mitzvah. And the Rabbi in the Sicha explains that the Rambam is L'shitase, that the Rambam learns that the Takana of Chanukah was also based on the Nitzachin HaMelchama, and the Rebbe explains the whole Sugya Sagemara, the question of my Chanukah, differently according to the Rambam. So, in the beginning of the Sicha, where the Rebbe brings this Chiddush L'das HaRambam, that Chanukah is not only Halo V'Heidah, but there's an Inyan of a Suda also, it's based on the Marshal and Yam Shel Shleima, that the Sudas, according to the Rambam, are Sudas Mitzvah, because the Rambam's Lashon is that the Shmeinas Yomim Ha'elu Shatchilasan Chafhei B'Kislev Yemei Simcha V'Halo. So the Rambam says not just Halo V'Heidah, and later in the Ha'ara the Rebbe explains why the Rambam doesn't mention Heidah, but he doesn't say the Halo and Heidah that are in the Gemara, but he adds also Yemei Simcha. So from that the Rambam describes, defines Chanukah as Yemei Simcha, we seem to see that the Rambam holds there's not just the Halal V'Heidah, the Ruchnis, the parts of the celebration, but also Simcha, eating Sudis. So this comes from the Yam Shel Shleima. In Ha'ara 5, the Rebbe brings this also from the Bach. The Lashon HaBach in Tafresh Ayin on the Tour, Shamidivrei HaRambam Muchach Ksas, the Bechanukah Yesh Lineg Simcha Umishta. The Lashon of the Bach, it says, he brings V'zel Hashem Marash Mei Ostreich, the Bechanukah Yesh Lineg Simcha Umishta, and he says, V'chein Muchach Ksas B'Rambam. So the Bach is also saying that there's a little bit of a raya from the Rambam, that you have to have Simcha and Mishta and Chanukah, and not just Halal and Eidah. On this, the Rebbe is Meir. Olachay Retzarech Leima, Shahalashin Yesh Linhoig. The Bach is bringing a raya from the Rambam to the statement Yesh Linhoig. Not that it's a chiyuv of Mishta V'Simcha, not that the Iker Takana was also Mishta V'Simcha, but that Mizal Zechfirin Adrei, it's a good thing to do, Kilo. What does it mean, Yesh Linhoig? L'cheira, the Rambam says that Chachamim Shaba'ose Adir Hiskinu that they should be Yemei Simcha. Must be, says Rebbe Koi A'umishta. That's going on that the Marash Ostreich says to do also make it Yemei Mishta. Avo B'negei Simcha Hu Chiyuv Gomer L'das HaRambam. Because the Rambam says that the Takana was to make it Yemei Simcha. And Be'emes in the Bach, he brings the Marshal, the Baramba Mashma, the Yemei Simcha Hin. And then he brings that V'chein Muchach Ksas Barambam, the Bechanaka Yesh Linik Simcha Umishta. So, yes, you have to say, L'chaira, that the Muchach Ksas is Menegia to the Mishta. Mashenkin Simcha is clear in the Rambam that that was the Ikara Takana. So it sounds like the Rebbe is saying that despite the fact that the Yam Shel Shleima, based on the Rambam, learns the halacha that the Sudas that you have on Chanukah are Sudas Mitzvah, nevertheless, it's not a Hechrech Gomer in the Rambam. That's tak how the Yam Shel Shleima learns, and the other Mefarshim that the Rebbe is mitzayin to. But it's not a Hechrech Gomer because the Rambam says Simcha. And it could be argued that Simcha doesn't mean a Suda. On Purim, where it says Yemei Mishta V'Simcha, is for sure a Zman Suda. It's for sure a Chiyuv Suda. But over here, where it says Simcha only, it could be argued that Simcha is other types of Simcha, but not eating a Suda. And therefore, to say a hechrech from the Rambam, says the Rebbe, that's why the Bach says it's a muchach ksas. The Yam Shel Shleima says, teaches in the Rambam that simcha means sudas, and that's why there's sudas mitzvah. But it's not a hechrech gomer, it's muchach ksas, because the Rambam, you could interpret simcha other ways. How could you interpret simcha other ways and why? L'chayra is like other mefarshim say, achreinim say, that simcha could mean simcha of not saying tachnun and not having avelos. And the reason to say that is, because even though by yontif we say ein simcha elo bebasar and ein simcha elo beyayin, but by yontif the ein simcha elo bebasar is basar shlomim. So it's where there's a mitzvah of shlomim, there the interpretation of simcha is dafka with the basar of the karbanis. Mashenkin achanukah, there's no karbanis, and therefore the simcha could be argued doesn't mean basar suda, it's just a simcha, just a feeling of simcha. The truth is that there's a sicha of the Rebbe in Chelek Lamed Gimel or Lamed Ches in Pashas Baal Yischa, where the Rebbe addresses Barichos, the Shita Sarambam and the Shita of the Alter Rebbe in Ein Simcha Ela Bebasar, and what does it mean exactly? And I think from there, anyways, comes out that according to the Rambam, the in simcha ala bebasar, that the simcha itself is machriach basar, even when there's no shlomim. But this would be the mokim for a din over here. The Rambam doesn't say mishta v'simcha, he says simcha. So maybe it doesn't mean asuda, it just means simcha. And that's why some achreinim say according to the Rambam, there's no chiyuv suda. In Ha'ara 7, the Rebbe continues on that he brought from the Mashal, that the sudas that you make on Chanukah are sudas mitzvah. And the Rebbe says, Lahoyer asher bepurim dechsiv behu yemei mishte v'simcha tzarech liyis l'da'as ha-rambam su'udas hilchis megillah perek beis alach tezvav sudas basar. Dein simcha l'bebasar magad mishneh sham. So l'ch'era with this Lahoyer, the Rebbe is bringing a raya against the svara of those achreinim who learn that when the Rambam says simcha, it doesn't mean necessarily eating, and that the ein simcha elo bebasar is not necessarily applicable when there's no basar shlomim. On Purim, there's a chiyuv of eating a suda. Now, from the Ha'ara 5, we would be able to say, yeah, that's the difference between where it says mishta v'simcha or plain simcha. On Purim it says b'feirish in the pasuk yimei mishta v'simcha. Mishta means asuda. But on Chanukah where it says just simcha, it could have been argued that it doesn't mean asuda. And that's why the Bach said it's muchachzas, that's b'negiyat asuda, to the mishta. And that's what the Rebbe said in the previous hara. However, here the Rebbe adds that you see shitas harambam himself, on Purim, he makes a condition in the Suda that the Suda has to be a Suda of Basar. You have to eat Basar in that Suda. In the Magid Mishnah on that Rambam, Keitzav Chevas, so he brings the Gemara of Machaya Vinish of Sumi Bipuria Adla Yadav in Baruch Mardchei La'ar Haman, which is the interpretation of the Gemara of the Mishnah. Uvishar Mekoymes Omru Ein Simcha Elo Bebasar. Heistas the Magid Mishnah that the Rebbe is bringing here in the parentheses in the Sicha says that the Mokker of the Rambam of the Chiyuv of Basar in the Sudas Purim is not because of the Din Mishta, but because of the Din Simcha. The Din Simcha la Basar. According to that, so the Simcha is Mechayiv Basar even when there's no Chiyuv of Karbanis. And the emes is, so the Rebbe is mitzayin to the munkacher, the nimeke erachayim. The munkacher has that discussion by Purim. He has a big discussion if by Purim you have to have a basar. And his suffix is, these two tzadim. Do you need basar because ein simcha ela bebasar? Or maybe the ein simcha ela bebasar is only when there's a chiyuv of karbanis and there's basar shlamim. Hastas from the Rambam, and then he brings the Rambam. Hastas from the Rambam, according to the Magid Mishnah, that the Tam and the Mokir of the Rambam of Basar is because you may Simcha and ain't Simcha le Basar, is Muchach that the Chiyuv of Simcha by itself is Mechayiv Basar even when there's no Karbanis Shlomim involved. Ebazei, so l'shita sarambam gufa is muchach. If the Rambam says Chanukah is Yimei Simcha, the Yimei Simcha has to be a Simcha Vasuda, not just a Simcha Stam. Therefore, in this Ha'ara, the Rebbe Firzeis with Tzarechiyin, L'chayr, that's Behemshech to this, is the Tzarechiyin Ksas. Tzarechiyin Ksas, Masha Kasav Ayam Shashleme, Oysen Sudas Sha'oysen, V'lei Kasav Shetzarech, La'asei Suda, Avshakoy Shem L'shitas Rambam. Oh, yet's Verta Shaila. So the Yamsha Shleima says, according to the Rambam, if you make a Suda, it's a Suda's mitzvah. He doesn't say you're Mechuyiv to make a Suda, but if you make a Suda, it's a Suda's mitzvah. L'chayra, the Rambam should say that you have to make a Suda, because since the Rambam says the Takana was Yimei Simcha, and the Shita Sarambam is that whereas Yimei Simcha, that's Mechayiv a Suda's Basar, so you have to eat a meal on Chanukah, like the Shita Sarambam. If you're going in Shita Sarambam. So then the question will be, why does the Rambam say Yimei Simcha and not Yimei Mishtev Simcha? The Rambam clearly holds the Takana was also for Suda, so that's Yimei Mishta. And the Bach brought down that the Bechanaka Yesh Linik Simcha Mishta. But he said it's Muchach Ksas, and the Rebbe explained it's Muchach Ksas only because the Rambam doesn't say Mishta. Maybe the Rambam doesn't hold the Chi of Mishta. But according to this, that Simcha is Kelo de Suda. So why does the Rambam say Yimei Simcha, which distinguishes it from Purim, which is Yimei Mishta v'Simcha? So there could be two possibilities. One possibility is that the Mishta of Purim, the Yimei Simcha Mishta, the Mishta is specifically the Chaya Vinish Levsume. The Mishta is the Lufsume B'yayin. The Simcha is the Suda. The Achila, the Suda. And B'meila, on Chanukah, there's no Takan of Mishta. It's the Takan of only Simcha. And the Rambam doesn't say Mishta. So when the Bach brings from the Rashmei Ostreich, Yesh Linik Simcha Mishta, L'chayre, he means Mishta to make a To eat a Suda on Chanukah. But according to the Rambam, that there's Taka Achi of to eat a Suda on Chanukah, he says Simcha, because the Mishta of Purim is not the Suda, the Mishta is the specific Miyuchad de Kechiyav of Purim of Lefsume. That's one possibility. It could also be that Mishta is Taka the Suda, like it means in the Bach. And Yimei Mishta v'Simcha on Purim is because Purim there's a chiyuv Suda. Suda is Mishta v'Simcha. The chiyuv Suda zu on Purim is she is basim v'yishtake. But the Mishta v'Simcha is Suda. Why does the Rambam by Chanukah not say Mishta? Because in the chiyuv Suda there could be two ways. There could be a chiyuv Suda that b'yisayda the Chachamim were misaken to eat a Suda. That's the Yisayda Takana. Or there could be a chi of simcha, and the way to bring to simcha is through a suda. And like the Rebbe explains in that sicha, in Parshas Baloischa, that the ain simcha lebebasra is the pshat, that that's the way the person brings himself to a matzav of simcha. So not that the ikar chi of is a suda, the chi of is simcha, and the suda is a suda's mitzvah, because that brings to simcha. And you have a chiyuv of Suda because you have a chiyuv to do what it takes to bring to Simcha and ain't Simcha la bebasa. It could be a nafkamina between these two ways. Like we say a nafkamina b'negeya to Tainis Chaloyim on Shabbos, that Shabbos where the chiyuv is oinig, so where there's a Tainis Chaloyim and the Tainis is a oinig loy, so then he doesn't have to, he's allowed to fast. Masha'enke, where the chiyuv is dafka achila, that there it doesn't help that the tainug is a einigloi, the times where the chiyuv is achila. So it could be, al derech, there's a difference between Chanukah and Purim, even according to what we say in Ha'ara 6, that it's muchach, the Rambam l'shitase has to hold it's achiyav suda, achiyav suda's basar. Nevertheless, by Chanukah, the Rambam says only you may simcha, late this maskon of the Rebbe, because the chiyav basar is a prat in the takana of simcha, unlike Purim, where the ikra takana was mishta v'simcha. The Rebbe continues that even though the mashmos of the Gemara, where everyone learns the Gemara, is my Chanukah al eze nes kavu, and the Gemara answers that the kfiyas hanes was on the nes of Pach HaShemen and not on the nes of Nitzachin HaMelchama. The Rambam, says the Rebbe, in the Rambam there's a chiddush that the reason for the takanas chachamim, the kfiyas hayantif, was also Yimei Simcha, the Yimei Simcha is also because of Yeshua's Yisrael, v'hatzalosa midea Yivanim v'chazaras ha-malchus l'Yisrael, and also what happened afterwards in Nes of Pach HaShem. Where do we see in the Rambam that the Kviyas HaYantif is also because of the Nes of Nitzachin HaMelchama? Says the Rebbe in Ha'ara 9, o'kilashaynoi b'halacha gimel, o'mepnei zeh hiskinu. And Mepnei Zeh, says the Rebbe, has to be going on everything that he said before, which includes the Nes of Nitzachin HaMelchama. Aye, maybe Mepnei Zeh is going just on the halacha immediately preceding. It says, Upashot she'ein loymar she'kavonas harambam be'u Mepnei Zeh hirak lahanes t'pach HaShemen, ki lefi zeh kol sipur hamo'ira she'bahalacha aleph miyusa. If you say that the Rambam learns, like the Mashmoas HaGemara, that the Kviyas HaYantif is only because of the Nes of Pach HaShemen, so then the whole telling the story is extra, is unneeded in the Rambam. So, just to try to touch up a little bit this Ha'ara, to point out. So, let's look at the Lashon HaGemara first. The Gemara that the Rebbe is bringing, the Gemara in Shabbos. The Gemara says, "My Chanukah, the Tana Rabbanan, b'chafei b'kislav yemi the Chanukah tamnayin the lemispeh the lisanispein, shekeshenich dusu yivanim leheichol timu kol hashmanim shebeheichol, och shegavra malchus beis chashminoi v'nitzchum, batku v'leimotzu alapach echad shel shemen." Shayamunach b'cheis mishal kein gadol, v'loy haya b'yal alahad l'kim echad nasa b'ynes v'dliku v'menu shmeinas yom. In the Gemara, you see clearly that the Gemara doesn't discuss as a inyan b'fnei atzmai the Nitzachin HaMelchama. The Gemara starts off right away with the Tumas HaShemen, k'shegavra malchus beis chashminoi is only a way of telling us how it came to the Pach HaShemen that necessitated the Nes of Pach HaShemen. The Rambam's Lashon, when the Rambam starts off Hilchus Chanukah, Halacha Aleph, Bebayis Sheni, Kishemalcha Yavon Gozer Gzeiris al Yisrael, Ubitlu Dasam, Velahinicho Esam Lasik Batero, Vemitzvah Supashtu Yad Bimamenam, Ubibne Seyem, Venichnus Ulechel, Parts of a Pratzis, Vetimu Ataris, Vetzarlam Lisrael Ma'id, Mepneim v'lochtzum lachatz gadol atzirichem aleim elakeh v'seim v'ishiyim miyadim v'tzilam v'gavru bnei chashminoi v'hargum v'ishiyu Yisrael miyadim v'midu melech ben hakeinu v'chazer malchus Yisrael yesra amasayim shanem ad achorben. And then in halacha beizach shegavru Yisrael aleveim v'ibdum b'chafei b'chedesh kislev haya v'nichnesu leheichol. And he says the Nes of Pach HaShemen. And then in halacha gimel, ומפני זה הסכינו חכם שבייס יעדר שישמינס יום אלו ימי שמחה והלו. Now, obviously there's a big difference between the Lashon HaRambam and the Lashon HaGemara. The Gemara only mentions the Gavru Malchus Beis Chashminoi V'Nitzchum as a prat in the story of Metzias Pach HaShemen and as part of that story. The Rambam says it as a story b'fnei atzmei. Nevertheless, why couldn't we still say in the Rambam al derech like in the Gemara, even though in the Gemara you have to say that, in the Rambam you don't have to say that, but why can't the Rambam be giving more details in explaining the Nes of Pach HaShemen? just like the Gemara explains the premise, the background of the Ness of the Pacha Shemen, that it happened kishegavru malchus beis chashminai v'natzchum. So why can't the Rambam be explaining this in more detail? The kishegavru beis malchus beis chashminai v'natzchum. The details of that, what that entailed, what was this gavru, what was the gzeiris, and what was the gavru? So the Rebbe says, if you would say that, it would be miyusar legamri. So one possibility is, but that's not that. There's the chalukas halachis in the Rambam that the Rebbe brings later. The Rambam, if halacha beis is the reason for the yontif, and mipneza is only going on halacha beis. So Mepneza should be part of Halacha Beis. The Rambam separated the Snitzachin HaMelchama and the Pach HaShemen into two separate halachas. And then Mepneza into a third halacha. From the separation of the halachas into a third halacha sounds like very strongly that the Mepneza must be going on both. But the Rebbe is not bringing this Raya, because the Rebbe is saying L'cheira, much stronger Raya. That it's miyusan. That if I would say that the yantiv is only on Pach HaShemen, like the mashmas of the Gemara, the Rambam shouldn't have said halacha aleph. So one possibility is that the Rebbe means it's miyusar. The details are miyusar. The lashon is kol sipur hamayira sheba halacha aleph miyusar. Kol sipur hamayira, the fact that it says the entire story with all the details is extra, because to give just the background, the premise, the setting for the Ness of Pach HaShemen, you only need the very general story of kishegavru malchus beis chashminai v'natzchum. It could also be even more than this, because the pashtus lashon hara kol sipur hamayira miyusar, which is mashma the entire story, the whole halacha aleph is extra, not the details. Is there could be another pshat in this raya from the Rambam, which is a basic difference between the Rambam and the Gemara, even though the lashon Gemara, like I said, is clear that the Gemara is saying this just as an explanation for the setting for the... But the Gemara tells us the stories also. The Gemara tells us the history. The Rambam, like we know the Klal, and like the Rebbe emphasizes many times, is a sefer halachis halachis. In the Rambam, there's no place for giving us this background. The Nes Pach HaShemen is negiah, because that's what the Yontif was nikva over. And I saw Taka that some Achreinim ask a question, why does the Rambam say the whole story of the Ness? They're not differentiating between the Ness of the Pach HaShemen and the Ness of Nitzachin HaMelchama. Bechlal the story, the Rambam is a sefer halachas halachas, he should say the halachas, like he does by the halachas of other Yom Tevim. Why is the story? And they say, Pashuk, which is Balabatish, when a person is lighting the menorah, he has to be saying Al Anisim. He has to be the Yontif. He has to be thanking the Eibishter for the Ness. So in the Yontif is Negeya, the story, because that's part of the Halacha. To be Yetzer a Halacha, to be Yetzer a Mitzvah, and the Kiyum of Adlokas Neiris Chanukah as a Hidah on the Ness has to be that he understands what he's doing. So we know the Rebbe brings in other places the Bach, that there's a chiddush by two mitzvahs that you have to have the kavana l'man yedu derisechem by sukkah by tefillin, but those are by mitzvahs deiraisa. Over here l'cheira it's a milsa b'taima. You're lighting the neiris itself is your halal v'heida, so it's a heida needs to, you have to understand what you're being made on. for sure, according to that explanation of the Rambam, is the Raya is stronger than in the Rambam. If the Kviyas HaYantif and the Halo Veheda and the Heda of the Neiris, all the Heda, is only about the Ness of Pach HaShemen, so then the story is Bechlal not Negei in the Rambam. Not even those tiny details that are in the Gemara. Because the Rambam is a Sefer Halachis. The only part that's Negei La Halacha is that there was a Ness of Pach HaShemen, because that you have to know what you're celebrating with the Hadlakas HaNeiris, with the Alanisim, with the whole Yontif. And this is what it's more mashma from the Lashon of the Ha'ara, like I said, Kol Sipur Ha'ira Shabalach Aleph Miyusar, that the Raya of the Rebbe is that the entire Halacha Aleph is extra if you would learn in the Rambam like the Pashtas Mashmoas HaGemara. Then the Rebbe, the Iker Chiddush of the Sicha, is that the Rambam learns that, of course, Chanukah would be Yemei Simcha because of the Nitzach in HaMochama. The question of the Gemara, my Chanukah, is why were they Keveyet Bahalo Vahida? That's one Eifin. In the Ha'ara, the Rebbe says another Eifin. And at that, the Gemara answers that Mitzad the Nas of Pach HaShemen, it's a Bahalo Vahida. But anyways, Mitzad the Nitzach in HaMochama would be Yemei Simcha. And that's why the Rambam holds that even though the Gemara doesn't mention that, but that was before the question of the Gemara, and the Rambam holds Allah, it's Yimei Simcha, and that it's the Sudas or Sudas Mitzvah. And that's what the Rebbe explains, that the Rambam says in Halacha Aleph, the Nitzach in HaMochama, in Halacha Beis, the Nes of Pach HaShemen, in Halacha Gimel, Mipnei Zeh, Eskinu Chachamim, Yimei Simcha V'Halel, that because of these two nisim are the two aspects of the takan of Chanukah, Yemei Simcha, because of the nas that the Rambam says in Halacha Aleph of Nitzach in HaMochama, and Yemei Halal, because of the nas of the Pach HaShemen. And like the Rebbe explains in the Hemshech of the Sicha, in Siv Dalet, that the reason for this is because Simcha, which is a Gashmistika celebration, has to do with a Gashmistika Yeshua Vahatzalah. And Halo, which is a Ruchnis to celebrate, and therefore the Nitzach in HaMochama, which is Yeshua Saguf, brought to the fact, even before the Gemara's question, that was Pashat, that the Takanam included that it was Yimei Simcha, because of the Nes Noisaf of the Pach HaShemen, which is a Ruchnis to Nes, was the Lahaydes HaHalal, the Halal, which is a Ruchnis to way of celebrating. So that's the Teichen of the Bir in Sif Gimel, and the Rebbe explains the Lashon of the Rambam, Yemei Simcha, Mimnei Shahishia Miyadam Vehitzilam Vechazra Malchus LeYisrael, Yemei Simcha, that the Gemara knew before the question of my Chanukah was because of the Gash Mystica Yeshua Vatzala, V'yimei halal bo be'ikir mimnei anes shahaya be'pach HaShemen shedliku mimenu neiris hamarach ha'shmeina yamin. So here the Rebbe says, the Yemei halal is be'ikir on the nes of Pach HaShemen. In Ha'ara 15, the Rebbe explains the word be'ikir, Av shegam mipnei nes ha-melchama kavu ches yimei Chanukah eilu lehedes ha-lahalo. That the halo is mitzad the nes ha-melchama also. So l'cheira, just pashut, what's the pshat in this? If we're coming now and saying that for the Nes of Nitzach in HaMochama there's also a Takon of Halo, so then what was the question of the Gemara My Chanukah? How does this fit with the whole beer? Oh, My Chanukah is that since it's a Nes of Nitzach in HaMochama, and we understand that it's Yimei Simcha, over My Chanukah, v'avasat m'kivei given the Halo l'lahideis, l'lahideis l'lahalo, and the Gemara answers, oh, because there was a Nes Pach HaShemen, and like the others who don't learn like the Rambam and the Gemara learn, the whole Yantav is only about the Pach HaShemen. So according to the Bir of the Rebbe, should come out that the Takana of Lahoydeis HaLahalal is only over the Nes of Pach HaShemen. And now the Rebbe is saying, no, the halal is also because of the nitzach in HaMochama. Shegam mitnei nasa HaMochama kavu chesi mechana ka'ilu lehedis ala halal. In Ha'ara 14, the Rebbe also said this point. Ma'ashaskinu shmeina yimei simcha, yesh leimar, mikivan shaskinu ahalo gamal nitzachin ha'mochama k'nemar b'val anisim, v'tzarech liyis shmeina yimei halo. So it says already over here that the takanas halal is also nitzachin ha'mochama. But how does that fit with the hasbara in the sicha that the whole my Chanukah is why halo, even though we know about the nitzachin ha'mochama? Yeah, just pashat taich l'cheira the beer is pashat. What the Rebbe is saying is mitzad the nitzachin ha'mochama v'ot menisht misakin given halo. Nitzachin ha'mochama is a Yeshua gashmis that is mechayev a simcha and a mishta and a suda not halal. The takanas halal is like the Gemara says because of the nesa pach hashemen. What the Rebbe says, however, is once they were misakin halal, so then they were misakin the halal should be also on the nitzachin hamochama. The nitzachin hamochama wouldn't be mechayev al derech like the Rebbe says in the fakete way in Ha'ara 14. That once they were misakin shmeina yamim for the halo veheda, there you need 8 days to commemorate, to celebrate the nas pach hashemen. So all 8 days are yamei simcha. That means the 8 days are also having them to celebrate the thanks and the celebration for the nisachin ha'mochama. So the same thing. Fakert, that once they were misakin halal veheidah for the pach hashemen, so this halal is also a halal on the nitzachin ha'mochama. So what the Rebbe says in Ha'ara 15, shagam neinasa mochama kavu chesi mechat, that means they were keveya lepoya. Oh, the halal. But it's not be'ikr the yisoid hatakana, was because of the of halal. The reason why they made a takan of halal was because of the pach hashemen, and that's the mepneza, that's the two inyanim. That's l'cheira what the Rebbe is saying over here. And you could be meisif hasbara, perhaps, based on what the Rebbe says in the Sivdalid. The Rebbe explains later that why does the tour hold, and the Rebbe brings the levush, say that Chanukah was a, well, even the Nitzachin HaMochama is considered a Nitzachin Ruchni because the whole Mochama was about, based on the Gzeres. And the Rambam learns that because the Nitzachin HaMochama is that their lives were saved, the Pashtu Yadam B'mameinam V'chulu, therefore it requires a Gashmistika celebration. Says the Rebbe that they're not arguing in the Mitzias, but this was the Yeshua, the Gashmias, the Kemochama, was sparked by the Ruchnias, the Kegzeris. And therefore, you look at the Gashmias, you could look at the Gashmias, the Kemochama, in two ways. You could look at it as what it is, Bepeil, the Mitzias, that it's a physical salvation, it's a physical saving. Or you could look at it at what it is, b'shorshe, b'yisayde, that it was a means to carry out the ruchnistic exeris. And therefore the svara of the levush, that even mitzad the nitzachin ha'mocham ha'chanaka is a ruchnistic yantif, is because he looks at the mochama that came for ruchnistic reasons as a inyan ruchni. And the svara of the Rambam is l'peyel, it was a mochama, and therefore he sees the mochama as a inyan gashmi. So from that is Yumtak L'cheira. So it comes out even according to the Rambams and in Dachda, the Tzvei Svarath, that means there are two correct Svaradic ways of looking at the Mochama, that it has a Gashmistika aspect and it has a Ruchnistika aspect. So even though the Shita Sarambam is to treat the Mochama as a Gashmistika Inyan mitzad the fact that lepeil mamish it was a shia he saved the Eibush to save them begashmias. Nevertheless, once there's a place, there's a mukim for our ruchnistike celebration for the Milchama because of the other way of looking at it, because of its ruchnistike attribute, inyan, that it was because of its sheirish of inyan ruchni. B'meila, is lachere, they are verstandig the svara, so once they were misakin halal, on the pach ha-shemen, that the pach ha-shemen is be'ikre, is in gansana inyan ruchni for neiris ha-maracha. So now, we could use that halal on the Muhammad because the Muhammad has this mokim that it should be a inyan ruchni. That means melchatchila to be misak in a halal on the Muhammad. The shita sarambam is we look at the Muhammad like a gashmis tika hatzala. However, because it's true, even according to the Ram, there is that other svara, there's the mukim for halal on the Muhammad. So once there's the takana of halal, so the halal is also on the Muhammad. And like we see the lahalal olahaydes, that like the Rabbi brings, that the haydah of ala nisim is be'iker and the nes of nitzach in ha-Muhammad.